Hey there. It's like everywhere you turn these days, there's AI. AI this, AI that. And it's funny because the articles you sent in totally get that. Like you're seeing it too, how AI is changing everything. Not just like our phones, but how we learn, what it even means to be, I don't know, smart these days.
It seems like you've been giving a lot of thought to this idea of AI literacy. And it's true, it's not just a niche topic anymore. It really is impacting all of us, whether we realize it or not.
Right. And it's not just like, oh, cool, robots, this article, conceptualizing AI literacy, that was intense. It really made me think about how much AI is already part of our lives. And then this is cool. You've got Bloom's taxonomy in here, Piaget, Vygotsky. Those are like learning theory heavy
Or is
hitters.
there like a connection I'm missing here? Not at all. You've actually hit on something really important. The way we learn about AI and the way we learn anything, well, they're deeply connected. That's what makes this whole deep dive so fascinating, I think.
Okay, so like AI literacy, it sounds important, but what's the quick explanation? What does it actually mean?
Well, that article you mentioned, the conceptualizing AI literacy one, it's a great starting point. It breaks AI literacy down into four main parts. So first, there's knowing and understanding AI. And that's more than just, knowing how to use the latest AI app.
Right, it's got to be deeper than that.
Exactly. It's about understanding the fundamentals of the tech itself.
So, like, more than using a navigation app, it's knowing how it uses algorithms and all that to find the route.
Precisely. It's like looking under the hood, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, then the second part, using and applying AI. This is about being able to spot AI in everyday life and then having the skills to actually use it well and ethically.
Being smart AI users, not just letting it use us.
You got it. Now, this is where it gets even cooler, the third part. Evaluating and creating AI. This is next level stuff. Thinking critically about AI, its limitations, its biases, even dreaming up totally new ways to use it.
So not just taking what AI spits out as like gospel, but being able to critique it.
Exactly. And that takes us to the fourth part, and honestly, maybe the most important one, ethical issues of AI. This is the big picture stuff, how AI impacts society. Biases, fairness, responsible use, the whole shebang.
Whoa. It's a lot to consider. And here's what really got me in that article. They weren't just talking about like us grown-ups. They were talking about AI literacy for kids, like K through 12. That
Yeah.
seems ambitious.
It is ambitious, but think about it. These kids, they're growing up in a world where AI is becoming as basic as like knowing how to read. It's
Yeah.
going to be essential for them for everything, their education, their jobs, even just navigating their world.
It's like a whole new type of literacy when you think about it that way. But how do we even teach that? Is it all just coding and algorithms?
That's where those other articles come in. What's really cool is that we can actually look at AI literacy through the lens of classic learning theory, and it turns out you're already on the right track.
So it's more than just coding then. Like, how do we actually teach and learn this AI literacy stuff? Because they mentioned libraries and museums, even like weather forecasting in the article. It's not just about what's happening on a computer screen, is it?
It's definitely spreading out. AI literacy is becoming relevant in all kinds of fields now, not just in the computer science department.
And what about those unplugged activities they talked about? Teaching AI through role-playing and storytelling? That's pretty wild.
It really highlights how adaptable AI literacy can be. It's not just for people with a tech background, you know? You can understand these concepts in different ways no matter what your learning style is.
I like that. It makes AI literacy feel less intimidating, more approachable. Okay, so we've got this AI literacy framework and it's popping up in all these different places, but I'm still stuck on those learning theory articles like Bloom's taxonomy and all that. How does that stuff fit in?
It's interesting, actually. There's a lot of overlap between those learning theories and AI literacy. Remember, we were talking about how AI literacy isn't just knowing facts, it's also being able to analyze, evaluate, even create. Well, Bloom's taxonomy, with those different levels of learning, that gives us a good way to think about how we develop those higher level skills.
Remind me about Bloom's taxonomy again. How do those levels connect to AI?
So at the bottom, you've got basic knowledge, the what of AI. But to really be AI literate, we need to move up those levels. Applying that knowledge, analyzing how AI systems work, evaluating them, are they effective, are they fair, and then eventually even creating our own AI solutions.
So becoming AI thinkers and creators, not just users.
Exactly. And that's where Piaget comes in. With his ideas about cognitive development, he was all about the learner's role, how we build knowledge by exploring and interacting, not just passively absorbing information.
So instead of memorizing AI facts, it's more about getting hands-on, experimenting, making those connections for ourselves.
Exactly. And Piaget's stages of development, they show how we build on what we know, adapt to new information, and refine our understanding. And that process of active learning, that's crucial for really grasping AI literacy.
It's kind of like approaching AI with that same curiosity we had as kids, right? But what about Vygotsky, that zone of proximal development thing? How does that fit in?
Oh, Vygotsky's ZPD. It reminds us that we don't learn in a vacuum, you know. Guidance and collaboration, those are key. It's about finding that sweet spot where you're challenged just enough to learn and grow with the help of someone more knowledgeable, a mentor, teacher, even a peer.
So with AI, those mentors could be teachers explaining tough concepts or online communities, even AI-powered learning tools, right?
Exactly. Think about learning to ride a bike. You might have the basic idea, but you still need someone to hold on, give you a push until you find your balance. Vygotsky called that scaffolding that support, and it's how we reach our full potential.
That makes a lot of sense. We don't have to become AI masters overnight. There's help available. But how do you find that sweet spot, that ZPD, when AI is changing so fast?
That's the million-dollar question. And ironically, AI might actually be the key to personalizing that learning journey. Imagine AI platforms that can see where you're at, what your learning style is, and then connect you with the right resources, the right mentors, exactly when you need them.
Wow. That's like having a personalized AI tutor. But it also makes you think, if AI is going to be that embedded in learning, what does that mean for education as a whole?
That's a question a lot of people are asking right now. And it leads us to some even bigger questions about AI literacy, because it really is about more than just individual learning. It's about preparing for a future where AI touches every part of our lives.
So we started with, like, what even is AI literacy? And now it's like, whoa, this is big. For someone who's maybe just tuning in or just starting to think about AI, what's the one thing they should take away from all this?
You know, going through these articles, it really hit me. We can't just be passive users of AI anymore. We have to understand it, at least on some level. It's about being informed citizens, right? Because AI is making decisions in so many areas of our lives.
It's true. It's like, how do you even get a job these days with AI changing everything? Or what about healthcare? I mean, it's everywhere.
Exactly. And we don't all need to become programmers or anything. But that critical thinking, that ethical awareness, that's AI literacy in action, it's what lets us have informed conversations about this powerful tech.
This has been honestly kind of mind-blowing. I feel like I have a much better handle on what AI literacy is and why it matters.
And you know what's really encouraging? The skills we already have, that curiosity, thinking critically, working together, those are the same skills that'll help us thrive in an AI-driven world. We're not starting from zero, we're just adapting.
That's a good way to look at it. So instead of freaking out about AI, we should be like, curious, ready to learn, because we've already got some of the tools we need. This has been an amazing deep dive. I've learned a ton.
And if anyone listening is even more curious now, that's awesome. This is really just the beginning. What gets you excited about AI? Where do you see the biggest possibilities or maybe the biggest red flags? Hold on to those questions as you keep learning, because that's what AI literacy is all about, never losing that curiosity.